Around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back indeed. This is hour two of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, April 6th, 2024. And these 9 minutes of the show, they're going to have us activating our National Communal Forum. As we mentioned at hour one, starting on Monday, it's the big Let's Go America Tour in London all week. We'll be broadcasting this program live from the Milestone Hotel and Residences next Saturday, April 13th. Then Mary and I will head to Greenwich and catch up with the Seabourn Venture for a 14-day expedition cruise with our show partner. That will be part of the separate Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom, April 15th to the 27th. We've got live remotes coming to you from Isle of Man on April 20th, and then Kirkwall in Scotland on April 27th. Every day of the 3 weeks that Mary and I will be traveling, our team will be posting photos, videos, comments, and a lot more on our social media channels. So be sure that you are following our Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X pages at RM World Travel. All right, this is week 212 of the NCF. Today it's going to take on a solar eclipse theme. Maybe you've heard there's a solar eclipse coming. I don't know how we could miss that. These segments, folks, they are our way to deploy our national network in reverse fashion, engage the now 575-plus weekly stations running the show nationwide, and get real-time reports for you. Mary, who's on tap and holding for us on that Patriot Mobile show hotline?
All right, let's say hello to Joel Natale, station manager and host from our affiliates AM 1530, FM 103.3, and FM 105.9, WZTE Radio. That's in Erie, Pennsylvania. We have John Clark, news director from our affiliates AM 1010 and FM 98.1. WCSI Radio there in Columbus, Indiana. That's just outside of Indianapolis. And let's say hello to Milton Glick, host from our affiliate AM 930 KLUP Radio in San Antonio, Texas.
Well, I'm going to say good morning to all three of you. Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Nice to have you all aboard with us. We're going to go right into this since our time is short. So, Joel, we're going to start with you. We're going to work backwards, if you will, for the NCF today. I'm told that Erie has been planning for a year or more. You're in the path of totality for the complete darkness. 100,000 people or more, from what I'm seeing right now, are expected to descend on your area. So what's life like today in Erie on this Saturday morning, Joel? Are you getting ready?
Yeah, we're absolutely getting ready. You know, Erie's the only city in Pennsylvania in totality. So we're expecting visitors as far away from Philadelphia, from Baltimore, D.C., and, of course, Pittsburgh, Youngstown, and so on. And the hospitality, our tourism bureau has been working on this 2 years. Pretty much from a hospitality standpoint, there isn't a room to be found. Our deluxe rooms on the Bayfront have been going for over $1,000 a night. It is an absolute sellout. And, our distinctive is Presque Isle State Park. It's a sand spit that goes, it's a natural wonderland that goes into Lake Erie. That's going to be a focus for a lot of the visitors. And on a big 4th of July weekend when we might get 50,000 people out there, I mean, we're expecting 50,000 maybe in this short time of the eclipse. But there's many viewing events across the region. The Wine Country has 22 different locations where they're having special events. There's going to be 5,000 people at the soccer complex. Our AA team, the Erie Seawolves, is having a block party. They're expecting 1,000. But the center where we're going to be broadcasting live for 6 hours from Perry Square, which is the downtown park. The Children's Museum and the Downtown Improvement District have activated that as like a STEM educational moment. And so they've got these giant windows so the little guys can view the eclipse. They've invited NASA to come. We're going to get an astronaut.
Wow, Joel, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Sounds like we have two other guys to talk to here that might be the place to be. So now we got some competition. Let's head to Indiana, John, in Columbus. You're also in the path of totality. Are you expecting a lot of travelers, and are you in the CSI team covering it?
Yeah, we are expecting anywhere from 200 to 300,000 people in our little community over this long weekend. We're right off of the Interstate 65 south of Indianapolis. We're expecting, huge traffic jams, but we've got a ton of events going on. Our community is really known for our tourism. We have used to be called the Athens of the Prairie. We have a huge collection of architecture here, and it is just going to be nuts. I can't think of another pun that was not used in the naming of events. We have a giant Renaissance fair going on at our airport. We're going to have solarbrations here, there, and everywhere. It's just our team is really in the spirit of it, and it's going to be fun to cover. The grocery store shelves, though, they are taking a hit this morning from what I can see.
Well, I think that there's going to be a lot of happy waitresses and waiters with the tips that are coming. So, all right, so we appreciate that very much, John. And, Rudy, we're going to go to Milton, San Antonio. What's interesting about San Antonio is the west side of the city is expected to have right. the eclipse. The right side going to be seeing the light. Rudy, let's go with Milton.
So Milton Glick, of course, is a show host at AM 930 KLUP in San Antonio. So Milton, is one half of the city like all going to have traffic jams and nothing on the grocery shelves, and the other half despairing? What's it look like there?
Yes, right down the center of the city. It's weird. No, and I got to tell you, thanks for letting me come on and talk about it. We're all so excited, but I got to tell you, with this eclipse, sometimes I just feel like I'm in the dark, if you know what I mean. But the
Milton, okay, how long have you been practicing that line?
You don't want to know. So the coolest thing, San Antonio is going to get bigger. The little cities around San Antonio, especially, like you said, the northwest part of San Antonio is in totality, and like the other half of the city is not. But it looks like for instance, the Alamo it's going to have a celebration and a viewing party outside. It's absolutely free, and it's like 99.9% totality, and they're going to have the free. Actually, you pay for them, but the eyewear is in the shape of the Alamo, which sounds like fun. There are all these tourist attractions that are going to have viewing parties. The coolest one I found, again, was at Victoria. Y'all may have talked about this, the Black Swan Inn, which it starts off in the morning when you buy a ticket into it with their ghost party. So you get the ghost tour there, and then you get the eclipse at about noon, I guess about 1:30-ish.
Milton, I love hearing this from all three of you. I'm just going to ask you really quick, and I need about 10-second answer on each of you. We're going to hit a hard break. So Joel, John, and then Milton, where are you personally going to be during the eclipse? Joel?
We'll be live at Perry Square in downtown Erie, showing it all.
All right. And John?
I'm going to be in our newsroom. We're going to try and coordinate with our emergency officials to keep people informed on where the roads are going to be closed and where the traffic jams are.
Love that. All right. We got to get you out there. But Milton, real quick.
I'm actually going to be at the house under a big tree, watching it from underneath the shade of the tree from the leaves, because it sounds like you can see some cool stuff.
I love that. All right. Guys, we hope you have a great – hope the weather cooperates for everybody out there. I know some places of the country it's a little dicey right now, but we really appreciate you coming on, and best wishes for Monday. We hope you have a great event. All right. Thanks for being a part of our show as well. All right. Listen, the path of totality.
I think that I might send our son down to Erie instead of up to Rochester.
Yeah,
Erie.
I think he's going
like
somewhere
the
else
place
right
to
now
go.
As well. Good luck in the traffic right now. All right, folks. After this quick sponsors break, we're going to introduce you to a remarkable family and discuss their impressive travel feat. The personal connection is next. We're back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all 7 continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time at all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Best thing to bring with you wherever you go, Raycon Everyday Earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. Raycons offer amazing audio quality at half the price of other premium audio brands, and with noise isolation, 3 customizable sound profiles, and a 32-hour battery life, well, they're perfect for listening to anything, anytime. That certainly explains the tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Get 20% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Do you enjoy camping, backpacking, hunting, boating, or living life in the outdoors? Maybe you live in an area prone to tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding. The way things can happen in our world these days, being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance, it's critical to survival. That's why we want you to check out My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. Get a 4-week food kit for $60 off and be prepared for whatever comes your way or whenever you're taking on Mother Nature. Save $60 on your 4-week food kit at preparewithcarry.com and get free shipping or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
The five-star fleet of Scenic Cruises spaceships provide ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating all-inclusive European river cruises. These are more than a cruise. They're hand-picked, personalized experiences designed to connect you with fascinating destinations inspired by decades of expertise. Everything is included, from e-bikes to your own butler, all dining and premium beverages, indulging in adventures inaccessible to ordinary travelers, and so much more. Visit sceniciusa.com to secure 2-for-1 fares and up to $3,000 in savings, or go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as we mix it up again and keep everything and anything in the world of travel coming at you on the front burner, last segment we were talking about the solar eclipse on Monday. Now, for today's personal connection, we're going to link you with some avid hikers, and we're sponsored by PatriotMobile.com/carry.
There are many options out there for phone service, and when you switch to PatriotMobile.com/carry, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedoms, our Constitution, as well as military, veterans, and first responder heroes. They offer the same dependable nationwide coverage we all want and need, accessing all three major networks, so you're going to get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding agendas that you disagree with.
You know, this is such a win-win because it's money you're already spending anyway, right? But now it's going to be working to help make a difference. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Visit PatriotMobile.com/carry for more info and to get free activation. You can also call 972-PATRIOT and use code CARRY, or find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, Olin and Danae Nettenberg have completed three of the most challenging long-distance trails in the U.S., the Appalachian, the Continental Divide, and the Pacific Coast Trail. Here's the twist. They did the Appalachian with their 4 kids and the other 2 trails with their 5 kids. Yes, a baby. We are now headed back to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to share more, as waiting for us are Danae and Olin for today's personal connection segment of the show.
All right. Well, good morning, Olin and Danae. Nice to connect with you both here on the program today.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Nice to have you both here. Happy to have both of you. Danae, I'm going to start with you. You know, I feel like there are so many congratulations that we could be expressing here. I mean, first, you and Olin completed the Appalachian in 2020 in about 7 months with 4 kids under 12. That deserves a big congratulations. But then you doubled down as you both chose to hike the Continental Divide in 2022. We're told it took about 6 months, right? So you got that done in 6 months. Another feat that deserves congratulations. So how many miles a day could your kids handle? And if you don't mind, you know, share with everyone, who's the beast?
No problem. You know, honestly, we really have great kids, and the fact that we have so many, I think they kept each other company, so it made it pretty easy with them. As far as miles goes, they kind of improve their miles from, you know, each trail. We've done 3 long trails now, and the last one, they could keep up with any adult. But when we started, we definitely had to keep them entertained with lots of interesting songs and talking to them on the trail. But I think we averaged about, like 11 miles a day?
On the AT, it was about 10.
Yeah. So, you know, little by little, we made it through eventually. And then our youngest, who was 4 at the time, she got the name The Beast on the trail.
And why did she get that name?
Because I think people will love this.
Yeah.
Well, she is one tough cookie, so,
I love it.
Most people would probably want to call her Princess or Beauty or something, because she wore a little dress half of the way, the last half, but she's really tough deep down, and there's actually a long story with it. She was trying to catch up with another hiker going up a hill, and she earned that name.
Oh, that's terrific. I love it. So, Olin, with the exception of a little break that you guys took in 2021, I believe, to care for your newborn, congratulations on that. You and Danae got right back at it on the trails, as Robert said, in 2022 with the Divide, or the Continental Divide. Then last year, you all completed the Pacific Coast Trail. Olin, you realize some parents can't get their kids to walk more than 3 hours at Disney. So I'd like your view on your kids in terms of, did they actually all really enjoy this? I'm sure you still had your moments, though.
Yeah, it's fair to say that we had our moments. I mean, we had bad minutes and bad hours, but we never had bad days. By the end of every day, the kids were laughing and having fun and wanting to do it again. We always had, so when we started on the Appalachian Trail, we said, we're going to do this for a month, and if it's terrible, we'll stop. And after a month, everybody wanted to keep going. And it was actually the kids at the end of the Appalachian Trail who said, okay, guys, what's next? And so we talked about the other two trails, and they were the ones that kind of picked and pushed for it. I know it's hard for folks to believe, but the ones that hike with us have been able to see our kids really happily going down the trail. I mean, they're not suffering. They're not mad. They're not hurt. We're not poking and prodding them to go along. They just kind of go on their own. And you have to kind of mind ninja your kids and convince them that it's fun. Because a kid of that age, maybe when they're older teenagers, it might be different. But a kid of that age, really all they want is their parents' attention. So we're forced to be with them and in their face 24/7. We're all playing games. We're playing I Spy or 20 Questions, or we're singing Disney songs, whatever it happens to be. You know, each kid is different, but you find that thing that motivates that kid. And boy, you know, just hanging out together, a kid will do amazing things just to keep up with their parents.
Yeah, I love this. And I guess when you start them off when they're so young, they don't really know any better. So to them, this is all sort of normal. This is what their parents do. So since you're in our personal connection segment today, I'm going to ask this next question to both of you. Just briefly, how have these intensive through hikes, because they're intensive for an adult, but to do this with your family, that's extra work for you guys as well. How have these hikes really enriched you and your family? Danae first and then Olin.
I think it definitely has brought us closer together. Even now when we're off trail, I'm just missing the time that we have together. And it's kind of a very focused yet simple way of living. So your goal for the day is to get to your campsite that night. So you don't have to worry about getting all these other little things done. You know, you're out there, you're trying to hike and not twist your ankle, and you have to figure out what you're going to eat. But really, it's a very simple way of living. So I do miss the simplicity of it.
Mm-hmm. And Olin?
I think some of the strongest family bonds are made with kind of shared encounters and then also just these experiences. So these are experiences that our kids will never forget, no matter how hard they try. They'll always remember this time. And I've just really appreciated that with the family. Mm-hmm. I hope that the kids can take from this that they've done something that very few other people in the world have done. And it's a hard thing. It doesn't seem hard in the moment, but when you step back and look at the entirety of it and the size and the scope and the scale of it, they've done a really hard thing. So as they come up upon new things, we just want to remind them that they can do hard things. So for an example, this winter when we started them skiing and snowboarding, they were beside themselves that it was just such a challenge and so hard. And I said, wait, what are you talking about? You guys can do hard things.
Well, exactly.
I mean, if you want to quit, fine. But look at the things that you've done before. You can do hard things.
Well, what you've done with your family there, clearly you've shown them, you know, it underscores anything is possible if you put your mind to it. And it's one of the reasons we love doing interviews like this, frankly. You know, Olin, I do want to go in a little bit of a different direction with you, because although we invited you on to talk about the sheer number of miles and the terrain that you covered as a family, you and Danae are both physicians. And I want to delve into, you know, some of your time in Chad. So you spent 12 years in that African country. What, share with folks, you know, what brought you to Chad and some of the things that you experienced there?
Yeah, so along the lines of just being a stubborn family, which being stubborn helps you finish the trails, we were also stubborn to go to Chad and to stay there for that long. we are both physicians, and we both had spent time in Africa before attending medical school and really had a passion to return there long-term and full-time. So we did that, and when we were finishing our training, we were looking for where we wanted to serve, and we had a few options open to us, but in the end, we wanted to go to where we thought we could make the greatest impact and the greatest long-term impact. And the statistics for Chad, I'm a statistics guy, and I could rattle off a dozen different ways in which Chad, at one point or another in the last 20 years, has ranked near the bottom or at the bottom of most medical indicators. And we felt like, and a lot of those were actually women's health indicators, and my wife being a gynecologist, we really felt like we could make an impact. So we went there, and yes, we treated patients, but beyond that, we wanted to start a nursing school, and we did. We sent dozens of Chadians to medical school, to nursing school, to go get masters, to accounting training and administration training, because you can't treat patients if the hospital is going under.
That's true.
So we really tried to beef up the infrastructure from a human resources standpoint, from a generator and water tower standpoint, and just really kind of make it as solid as we could before we came back to the States.
I just wanted to add, while we loved what we did, it was super rewarding. At times it was very difficult because of the situations that we happened to be in, working 24/7. Sorry, my child's screaming in the background.
It's okay.
Well, they want some airtime. We appreciate
okay.
that. Exactly.
We have five kids.
They're always angels.
They just hike down the trail. but we needed a break mentally. We were burnt out, and we really needed a break. And, you know, hiking on the trail and being out in nature provided that for us. So we kind of had the mental break, not delving right into whatever normal society expects of you. I don't even know what that is anymore.
Yeah, we say that exactly. And it doesn't matter. You define it yourself. And to the both of you, listen, clearly you're well matched. We can hear that. We know there's certainly, this is not the last that we're going to hear from you. I'm sure there's a lot more coming. Very nice connecting with the both of you on this Saturday morning. I mean, congratulations on the missionary work, the resilience, and just the examples that you've set for your kids. We totally respect and appreciate that. So enjoy the weekend, and thanks for being part of our program today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Take care.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, well, there they go.
Okay, that is an inspirational story.
I love it.
On so many levels.
Right now, as Mary and I take you into this bottom of the hour break, there are three more segments to go before it's going to be time for British Airways to gas up the jet and take us to London. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles, and more. For more info and to get up to $3,000 in savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. You know, if you're just waking up and feeling a little rusty or crusty, we got a fix for that. It's called Field of Greens. It could be very well the healthiest thing we do every day. And I want to invite you on the journey with me. It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. Comes in various flavors such as wild berry, strawberry, lemonade, lemon lime, and others. And it could completely improve your life. You may see and hear about competitors, but the facts are this is nutrition the way nature intended. Most people we hear from who have joined us in making Field of Greens a part of their daily habits including having way more energy throughout the day, sleeping better throughout the night, healthier hair and skin, help with digestion, and simply feeling better and healthier overall. We like that every product from Field of Greens is made with organic fruit and vegetables, was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health, so you can trust this product to keep you healthy. We think you'll absolutely love the product, but for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money-back guarantee, so you got nothing to lose. And we encourage you to try Field of Greens. Well, and to encourage you to try Field of Greens, we're offering fans of this show 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com. If you use the promo code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, you'll get that discount. And as always, there's also a drink link at rmworldtravel.com if you look under sponsors. And now we're off to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to connect with Chip Conley. You know, in the hospitality business, Chip Conley is legendary. In 1987, he began his chain of hotels when boutique hotels was a relatively new phrase. His company was called Joie de Vivre Hospitality, and it went on to become the second largest operator of boutique hotels in America. Then he went on to join another relatively new part of the lodging business. It's called Airbnb. He was head of global hospitality and strategy. There, as the older guy in the room, he found himself mentoring colleagues, which is how he wound up 5 years ago opening what he calls a midlife wisdom school in Baja California in Mexico on a 2,600-acre ranch. He's also opening a second campus in Santa Fe very soon, maybe open as you are hearing this show, in fact. Chip Conley, welcome back to the show. Please explain what your Modern Elder Academy, to use the proper name, what your Modern Elder Academy promises.
Well, when I was at Airbnb, they called me the Modern Elder, and I didn't like that at first. And then they said, Chip, a Modern Elder is someone who's as curious as they are wise, and you're twice the age of the average person here. So I wanted to create a place, and now two places, one in Baja, one in Santa Fe, where people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s can come and reimagine, repurpose themselves, both professionally but also personally. And that's what it is. It's a place where people sort of learn how to navigate transitions and cultivate their purpose.
Now, I interviewed you for the show 5 years ago, and you were saying, well, this age range is like 35 to 65. And I notice now you're talking pretty much adulthood through, I don't know, 75.
75, yeah. Yeah, I think one of my surprises has been that midlife lasts longer than I thought it did. And if you're living till 90 or 100, there are a lot of people, and including sociologists, who say it might last till 75. And so, yes, we've had people as young as 25 who've come to MEA and as old as 88, but the average age has been 54.
I'm 6 months away from 75. I'd like it to last longer than 75, if you don't mind, Chip.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, before we talk about what the Academy does, and we'll do that very quickly, just very quickly, what part of your hospitality training with your hotels and later with Airbnb do you bring to the table here?
Well, MEA is really the combination of hospitality, upscale luxury hospitality, which I have background in, wellness, which I have a background in because I have owned for 25 years the largest spa in San Francisco, retreat center, and I was on the board of the Esalen Institute in Big Sur for 10 years, so that. And then finally, the fourth piece of the puzzle is the idea of aging and longevity. And I have been schooled by Dan Buettner at Blue Zones, who actually Blue Zones does four workshops a year at MEA. So that's really the component parts.
Dan is a frequent guest on the show, and we just had Pico Iyer on lately, a friend of mine, and I understand he's coming as well at some
point. He's coming in July. He's going to be teaching in July.
Love Pico. Okay, so let's get down to it. It's the Modern Elder Academy, open almost to all ages of adults, and I gather they all come with different issues, depending if they're 25, 45, or 75. And it's not all – this is not – we shouldn't portray this, and it's about a week long, or there's a two-week long segment. We don't want to portray this as school. I mean, you're not going to classes all day.
No. Yes, you will be in the classroom a little bit, and yes, you're going to be learning some things, but it's very experiential. So you may learn how to surf. You also may learn how to bake bread. You may learn improv or juggling. The whole premise is how do we help you become a beginner again at any age? How do we help you navigate your transitions and understand the three stages of a transition? And most importantly, I think what people feel more than anything is a deeper sense of who they are and a connection to people on a much deeper level than they're used to.
The website is meawisdom.com, and you can see, in fact, how luxurious the digs are. We've got 1 minute left exactly. Chip, one quick question, one longer question. Quick question, how many guests can you have at a time in each place? And longer question is, I gather people learn a lot from other people there.
Most of the workshops we have are about 24 people, and we do a lot of private groups as well. And yes, wisdom is not taught, it's shared. And so the process of actually bringing together a group and learning from each other is essential to what MEA is about.
Well, I think it's just a grand idea. And this is open to all sexes. Do couples come?
Couples come, yes. I have a daily blog on the meawisdom.com website. If people find this interesting, you can sign up for that. It's free, and you get a morning dose, a microdose of wisdom from me.
Okay, a microdose of wisdom from Chip Conley, who former founder of Joie de Vivre, former executive Airbnb, now runs Modern Elder Academy. That's meawisdom.com. I signed up for the newsletter a moment ago. Chip, thank you for joining us today.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Do you enjoy camping, backpacking, hunting, boating, or living life in the outdoors? Maybe you live in an area prone to tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding. The way things can happen in our world these days, being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance, it's critical to survival. That's why we want you to check out My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. Get a 4-week food kit for $60 off and be prepared for whatever comes your way or whenever you're taking on Mother Nature. Save $60 on your 4-week food kit at preparewithcarry.com and get free shipping or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by IsraelNeedsMe.com. Acts of terrorism, barbaric behavior, and war, all upsetting. Our position on this show has always been that the power of travel provides the power to transform and create positive impact, which is why we want to share that everyone in our audience can have a positive impact on the people of Israel by helping support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Mayo's Israel, that's M-A-O-Z, Mayo's Israel is a top-rated charity. Charity Navigator gives them a score of 99% along with their prestigious 4-star rating. They've been operating for more than 50 years. The facts are the people of Israel need help now. So visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to consider making a difference. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors that terrorism has inflicted on Israel, and now world pressures that are impacting so many people affect Israel. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years, but in a small way, we can help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, even help kids with supplies. Visit IsraelNeedsMe.com, or you'll find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. All right. I've got something I like to talk about, and when I feel that way, my producers seem to like to call this a Rudy riff. So indulge me a few minutes, won't you? This actually applies to travel and its benefits. If you go to a search engine on your computer or phone and ask this question, you'll find the answer is always yes. The question is this: is travel good for you? Yes! You'll see pages and pages of links that describe the glories of travel. It increases your understanding of the world. You expand your horizons by getting out of your immediate world. Changing your routine, walking more, seeing new places expands your mind. Travel can actually make you more creative and interesting, studies show. Studies also show that if someone speaks a second language or even tries to speak a second language, their power to think and reason is improved. Other studies assert that the well-traveled perform better at work and get promoted more readily than those who have never leave their hometown. So there you have it. Travel can improve your body and mind, makes you more interesting at parties. Maybe you'll finally understand where the West Bank is in relation to Israel, or why Georgia, Lithuania, Croatia, or other Baltic nations look over their shoulders at Russia worryingly. You'll also learn that Thai citizens actually look different than Chinese, who look different than Koreans, who look different than Filipinos, etc. Okay. But then I recently read an article from the New Yorker magazine published last summer titled "The Case Against Travel." Subtitle was, "Travel turns us into the worst versions of ourselves while convincing us we're at our best," unquote. Whoa! Hold on there. Who wrote this piece, I thought to myself. Well, the author is an associate professor of philosophy at the University of Chicago. Her name is Agnes Callard. And she's written a number of very interesting magazine articles, one that got a lot of attention. And she revealed that she and her husband and her former husband, all philosophers, lived together. Well, the other day, a reference to her Case Against Travel article from last year popped up on a chat site, and I went looking for it. The article quotes Ralph Waldo Emerson remarking that travel is, quote, a fool's paradise, unquote. C.K. Chesterton said, quote, travel narrows the mind, unquote. I especially like this observation Miss Collard found. It's by a Portuguese writer named Fernando Pessoa, who once wrote, and I quote, "I abhor new ways of life and unfamiliar places. The idea of traveling nauseates me. Travel is for those who cannot feel. Only extreme poverty of the imagination justifies having to move around to feel." Fernando, I said to myself, relax. But Agnes Callard is on his side. She finds people who talk about their travels self-centered and at least boring. She quotes from a book called Hosts and Guests that says, she says it's a classic academic volume on the anthropology of tourism. Remember, I said she's an associate professor of philosophy. Let's take a quick peek inside this book. On the subject of the traveler learning anything, its last chapter notes, tourists are less likely to borrow from their hosts than their hosts are for them. Or as Ms. Callard puts it, we go to experience a change, but we end up inflicting that change on others, which may be accurate. But I would say, can't both be true? Can't both the traveler and the local learn something from each other? Ms. Callard's just getting wound up. Her New Yorker piece references a traveler who comes from home and announces they're a changed person. Ms. Callard asks, but are they really changed? You have friends who say they travel changed them? Are they changed? Likely not, she argues. Obviously, I love to travel. And obviously, I disagree with most of Ms. Collard's conclusions. But the piece is great fun to read, even though I know she is serious. And of course, there are travelers who don't make any effort to learn about the history of the place they're visiting or don't engage with locals beyond their taxi driver. I guess for them, travel could be a blah experience. But for many, seeing the great migration in Africa or the moon coming up over Victoria Peak from the Star Ferry in Hong Kong or that fiery hole known as the Gates of Hell in Turkmenistan or, heck, just the sun coming up over the Rockies in Colorado, the cherry blossoms in Washington, D.C., or the fall colors in New England, for many, those experiences can be magic. I used to tell my kids when we'd travel that we weren't just going to a new place, we were making memories. And now I know I was right, because my kids are adult and they tell me so. As for Miss Callard, maybe she has no need to travel. Maybe just living with her husband and her ex-husband is interesting enough. I'm sorry, I'm just being snarky. But that's this week's Rudy Riff. Stick around. We've got lots more travel talk coming up.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Okay, folks, this is it. We have reached the J block, and Mary and I will soon be airborne for London. Before we sign off and finish packing our travel pro, well, we're going to take you down to Charleston, South Carolina to talk about the upcoming regatta, and we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
This advanced security system protects every inch of your place, whether you're home or you happen to be traveling. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for fast emergency response for less less than $1 a day. Springtime's all about fresh air and fresh starts, so it's really the perfect time to give a fresh look at simplysafe.com/carry. This award-winning system blankets your place in protection with sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property both day and night.
You know, there are no contracts. You get a 60-day money-back guarantee. You'll save 20% at simplysafe.com/carry, or you can find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Well, while the country is focused on the big eclipse this Monday that we covered at the top of the hour, there are other events going on in April to go experience, too. Charleston is a terrific part of America to enjoy. We had the show there last August, and there's a regatta coming up in this South Carolina city. Joining us on the Patriot Mobile Show Hotline is Randy Drafts, Event Director of Charleston Race Week at Patriots Point.
Nice connecting with you today, Randy.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, this famous regatta that's coming up in Charleston is in its 28th edition. I want you to talk with us about Patriots Point and the main hosting location, because not only is it fairly new for you, it's also a nod to the military, and I think it's unique as far as sailing regattas go.
Yeah, I don't know of a regatta that's hosted on an aircraft carrier, and it's been fun. We made that move last year. And it's been exciting this year. It took another step in development in that we actually have now partnered with Patriots Point and their museum, which includes the aircraft carrier, so that we can, you know, it's hard to find an area that can host 12 to 1,500 people, you know, on a post-race event. So we're lucky to have our partnership with them.
You know, Randy, we were looking a little bit into this race, and years ago, it looks like it initially started out as more of a local Charleston-focused sailing race, but can see, at least online and in the materials, that it's grown tremendously over the years to include interest from around the world, right?
It has. Initially, it started out as a two-weekend event, you know, with a race during the week on a Wednesday. So hence the Charleston Race Week name. And then can't tell you exactly when we kind of moved it into kind of a three-day event. But that was a bit of a blessing in disguise because it made it easier for other boats to attend. You know, as Charleston's popularity grew, so did the event. I think this is my 17th year running it. And I want to say that maybe we had just under 100 boats or so the first year I was involved in it. And I've kind of raced all over the place. And this was just a gem, you know, of a place and venue for a regatta.
And, of course, so beautiful weather.
It grew exponentially.
Yeah.
You know,
and
during the,
so I saw a quote of yours about the regatta that I just want you to touch on quickly for us. And the quote was, "One of Charleston Race Week's goals is to have sailors leave better than when they arrived." What do you mean by that?
So, you know, since it's one of the major big spring regattas, and we have people coming from all over the country, we've always tried to educate and provide the quality of racing that people leave better sailors from attending Charleston Race Week. So when they go back home, they're now better ready for their and prepared for their upcoming seasons.
You know, you mentioned some of the other regattas going on. We're very familiar with the Newport Regatta up in Rhode Island. I see you have sailors from Newport coming down for this. So nothing like a little competition, I guess, Randy, right?
Exactly. You know, it's if they're making the effort to come down from Newport or from Chicago or San Diego, you know they're pretty competitive sailors, so it helps with the quality of the racing as well.
Yeah, and Mary and I, a few years ago, we tried to go out on the water, and we learned to sail, actually.
We did that
in Newport.
Yeah, we took some sailing lessons
that gentleman,
for the first time.
He actually told us that he had gone to Charleston and a few other locations.
He said it was a great regatta. And just real quick before we end today, how many racers are you expecting this year?
Right now, we have about 100 and just under 180 boats registered. And, you know, with probably a few more to go. But, yeah, I would think that we'll end up with just under 200 boats.
It's going to be beautiful to see that there on the water. Absolutely. So, folks, I want to give you the information. The race is coming up April 18th to the 22nd. Okay. So you want to if you want to get there, April 18th to the 22nd. For more information, you can go to the website, charlestonraceweek.com, charlestonraceweek.com. And, Randy, we really appreciate your time today. We hope you have a great weekend. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Enjoy the race coming up.
Yeah.
All right. You too.
Thank you.
All right, Mary. Well, there goes Randy.
Yeah, and you know, so it's the USS Yorktown is the aircraft carrier. I think it's really unique that it's being hosted on an aircraft carrier.
Charleston's just a great area. Frankly, I'd like to go see the regatta in Charleston, but we will be sailing on an expedition cruise in the North Atlantic when it happens aboard the new Seabourn Venture. And with that, well, now we are off to JFK to board our 777 for London. The next 3 weeks, folks, will be live broadcast from Europe. Next week, it's the big Let's Go America Tour in London. Starting on Monday, you can stay connected with us and interact with us in real time. You can do that through our social media channels on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Until next Saturday, April 13th, from the Milestone Hotel and Residences in the Kensington section of London, and that'll be starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time or 3 p.m. over there. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors, and thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels, enjoy, and let's go, America!
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.